Well, hey there, weirdo, and welcome. I'm your host, Dizzy Strange, and you're listening to the Liminal Space Podcast. Welcome back to another episode where we crack open the weird and wonderful. Today, we're talking about none other than Manly P. Hall, a dude who wasn't your average professor type. Forget sleepy lectures and dusty textbooks and tweed suits. Hall was a rock star of esoteric knowledge, captivating audiences for decades at the Philosophical Research Society in L.A. He wasn't just spinning yarns about myths and symbols, he was inviting listeners on a mind-blowing adventure of self-discovery and cosmic connection. So who was this mystery man? Well, born around 1901, give or take a year, Hall's life is a bit of a puzzle. Some say he was a master decoder of ancient symbols, and others believe he was a portal to unseen realms. His family was deep into Freemasonry and esoteric stuff, so that's probably where he picked up his unique perspective on the universe and our place in it. Now, while the full extent of his knowledge might be a secret forever, his lectures, many of which are still around today, offer a glimpse into his fascinating ideas. Now, Manly P. Hall wasn't your grandfather's philosophy professor. Forget lectures that put you to sleep faster than a turkey coma. This dude was more like a rock star of ideas, inviting you into a wild philosophical playground. Myths and symbols weren't just stories, they were secret codes waiting to be cracked, unlocking the mysteries of the universe and ourselves. According to Hall, the universe speaks in emojis. Well, kind of. Imagine the universe texting you on the reg, but instead of emojis, it uses hieroglyphs, tarot cards, and even constellations. That's kind of what Hall believed. These symbols weren't just decorations, they were a hidden language whispering secrets about you, the universe, and how everything is connected. By learning this secret code, you could unlock some seriously mind-blowing shit. Now remember those bedtime stories your parents used to read to you? Hall saw myths as way more than just tales of Zeus throwing lightning bolts. These stories, from Greek epics to Viking sagas, were like treasure chests overflowing with knowledge about who we are and how we fit into the whole cosmic picture. They weren't just about gods and monsters, they were symbolic representations of the challenges we face and the journeys we take and the growth we experience throughout life. Basically, myths were like life lessons disguised as epic adventures. Philosophy is not just for brainiacs. Forget stuffy academics locked away in ivory towers. Hall believed philosophy was for everyone, a practical tool for navigating the craziness of life. By exploring the ideas of great thinkers from the past, from Plato to Lao Tzu, you could gain a deeper understanding of yourself, your relationships, and the whole world around you. Imagine philosophy as a choose-your-own-adventure guide to life, offering tips on everything from making good choices to living a life that matters. You're the decoder ring. Unlike some know-it-all thinkers, Hall didn't believe that just handing out answers was the answer. He saw everyone as having the power to unlock the mysteries of existence through their own journey. By studying symbols, myths, and philosophy, and applying that knowledge to their own lives, people could discover their true potential and find their place in the grand scheme of things. He wasn't handing out the map. He was giving you the tools to explore and find your own hidden treasures. Manly P. Hall's ideas might have been a little out there, but they resonated with people seeking something more than just the everyday. His work was an invitation to question reality, explore the deeper meanings within stories and symbols, and embark on a personal quest for self-discovery. Whether you agree with everything he said or not, Hall's work continues to inspire people today, reminding us that the universe is filled with hidden wonders, waiting to be explored. Hall saw life as a never-ending adventure, a constant quest to become the most awesome version of yourself. Now, here's how he explained it. First, the inner alchemist. You're basically a walking alchemy lab, according to Hall. Just like those old-timey alchemists who tried to turn lead into gold, you have the power to transform your not-so-great shit, your fears, doubts, and negativity, into something way cooler. Think of it as a personal upgrade. Next, your life, the ultimate hero's journey. Remember those epic hero stories where the brave guy slaying the dragons and all that shit? Yeah, well, Hall saw your life as one of those, except the dragons are probably more like bad habits or self-doubt, And the slaying of dragons involves the facing those challenges and coming out stronger. Pretty cool, right? Next, the symbols, your personal GPS. Hall wasn't into textbooks. He believed symbols from different cultures like tarot cards or zodiac signs were more like secret messages from your subconscious. By decoding these symbols, you could unlock the hidden potential and gain insights into who you truly are. Think of them as a roadmap for your own personal journey. Lastly, rituals. And I don't mean those creepy chants and sacrifices. Hall was all about creating your own personal rituals. It could be something as simple as meditation or journaling every morning. These rituals help you focus your energy, solidify your goals, and make sure the lessons you learn on your self-discovery journey stick. It's like programming your brain for greatness. Now, maybe his ideas sound a bit out there, but Hall's core message is super relevant. You're in charge of your own destiny. By embracing the challenges of getting to know yourself better, facing your fears, and building good habits, you can totally level up and become the most awesome version of you. Manly P. Hall was fascinated by the ancient Egyptians. He saw them as a keyhole to a hidden dimension of knowledge. He believed the Egyptians, through their elaborate mythology and intricate symbols, had unlocked a profound truth about the universe, life, death, and our place within the grand cosmic dance. Here's a deeper dive into Hall's perspective on this captivating civilization. Now, Hall saw Egyptian mythology as a symbolic representation of the creation story. The gods and goddesses like Ra, the sun god, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, weren't just celestial beings. They were personifications of universal forces that played out in the cosmic drama of existence. By understanding these myths, Hall believed we could gain insights into the fundamental principles that govern the universe. The hieroglyphs adorning the walls of Egyptian ruins weren't just fancy decorations. According to Hall, they are a coded language containing spells and rituals designed to guide the deceased pharaoh's soul through the afterlife. Deciphering these texts, he argued, could unlock secrets about the nature of death, the afterlife, and the journey of the soul. The Book of the Dead, the ancient Egyptians' funerary text, also known as the Book of Going Forth by Day, held a particular fascination for Hall. He saw it as a practical manual for navigating the perilous journey through the underworld. By understanding the spells, offerings, and tests depicted in the book, he believed we could gain insights into the nature of spiritual transformation and the possibility of an afterlife. A core tenet of Egyptian mythology, the cyclical nature of life, death, and rebirth, resonated deeply within Hall. He believed the Egyptians understood the universe as an endless cycle of creation, destruction, and renewal. This cyclical view, Hall argued, could offer solace and understanding of the impermanence of life on Earth and the possibility of something beyond our physical existence. Hall's impact extends far beyond his fascination with ancient Egypt. Here's a deeper look at how his work continues to resonate with seekers today. Hall's central message was one of self-exploration and personal growth. He believed that the wisdom embedded in myths and symbolism wasn't just about the past. It was a roadmap for navigating our own inner landscapes. By deciphering these symbols and metaphors within these traditions, Hall argued we could unlock the potential within ourselves and embark on a journey of self-discovery. Hall wasn't afraid to challenge the established norms. His unconventional interpretations of myths and symbols pushed listeners to question their own assumptions about reality. The critical thinking fostered a sense of intellectual curiosity and encouraged exploration beyond the traditional thought patterns. By highlighting the common threads woven throughout various cultures' mythologies, Hall offered a perspective that transcended geographical and religious boundaries. His emphasis on universality fostered a sense of connection and understanding across cultures, reminding us that humanity shares a common story. Hall's work, with its focus on esoteric traditions, self-discovery, and their interconnectedness of all things laid the groundwork for the burgeoning New Age movement in the latter half of the 20th century. His ideas resonated with those seeking alternative spiritual pathways and fueled a renewed interest in exploring the mysteries of consciousness and the universe. Manly P. Hall remains a controversial figure. Some scholars criticize the lack of academic rigor in his interpretations, while others find his work too mystical and fanciful. However, there's no denying the enduring appeal of his ideas. His passion for knowledge, his ability to weave complex themes into captivating narratives, and his emphasis on individual exploration continue to inspire seekers and ignite curiosity in the mysteries of the universe and our place within it. Perhaps the answer lies somewhere in between Hall being a seer or a heretic. He wasn't a traditional scholar, but his work, even if unorthodox, serves as a bridge between the ancient world and the modern seeker. Hall's legacy is one of sparking curiosity, encouraging self-discovery, and reminding us of the power of stories and symbols to illuminate the human experience. Whether you see him as a heretic, a seer, one thing's for certain, Hall's voice continues to echo through the liminal spaces, inviting us to explore the strange and unexplained within ourselves and the universe around us. Was Hall a genius or a bit out there? That's up for debate. But one thing's for sure, his work continues to inspire, challenge, and even provoke people today. Whether you're a seasoned explorer of the weird or just curious about the world beyond the ordinary, Hall's unique perspective offers a fresh lens to view reality through. So, listeners, it's time for your mission. Dive into the world of Manly P. Hall. Check out one of his books, like The Secret Teaching of All Ages or The Mythology of All Races, or listen to a lecture online. There's plenty of them on YouTube. Also, make sure to check out one of the other podcasts, such as Lighting the Void and Ultra Culture. See if his ideas resonate with you. Do they spark your own questions about the universe and our place within it? As always, be sure to email me with any questions or a future show idea. My email is strangedizzy@gmail.com. Remember, there's a whole universe of strangeness out there waiting to be explored. Until next time, stay curious and stay weird.